Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all fade away, but there's something about that name. Oh, yes, friends, there is something about that name, isn't there? That name is the reason for Christmas and a whole lot more, for this gift of God is a gift that keeps on giving forever and ever and ever and ever. Beyond that, Isaiah, who served as God's prophet to Judah during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, prophesied that God's gift to us would be a wonderful counselor, and like it or not, we all need direction in this life. We all need someone who can help us. And praise God, His Christmas gift is not just any counselor. He's a wonderful counselor who guides us by His Word. If we'll just slow our roll long enough to stop and meditate on what this wonderful counselor says to us, the Bible says, 2 Peter 1 and 3, His divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness. Everything. And so as we read His Word, He guides us through every situation in life. If we'll follow His Word, He will direct us and guide us in our decision making by His divine providence and through His Holy Spirit. And so God's Christmas gift helps us to discover this fact. His Word will never lead us where His Spirit will not guide us, and His Spirit will never lead us where His Word will not take us. And so that's one aspect of God's incredible gift to us. There's a second aspect, that is that He gives strength to us because it takes strength to live in this world. And so He is not only a wonderful counselor, He is also a mighty God. One who is there for us when our world gets rocked or turned upside down, but He's also there for the day today, for He is our breath of life. You and I, if you're listening to my voice tonight, are alive tonight because He has given us the breath of life. You know, we don't oftentimes think about needing His strength when all is well in our lives. But thankfully, He is there behind the scenes, girding us up by His power. For there is not a single soul who could live any longer, who could add a single breath to your own life. Bible says, it is by His mercies that we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. It is God. God who gives us life, who sustains our lives, and who knows the length of our lives. And so God's gift is a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an eternal Father for us. You know, when I think about the aspect of an eternal Father, and I think about earthly fathers today, earthly fathers, well, you know, they can desert us, can't they? They can care not about raising us. They could be as mean as a junkyard dog. Or that man that you call father could be a godly man who seeks to teach you and guide you like my daddy did. But one day, no matter what kind of earthly father you have, every earthly father is going to leave this world. But our eternal Father has promised us He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. His promise goes so far that He says this about our relationship with Him. If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself, that means he will abide with us forever. And I don't know about you, but for me, knowing that brings me great comfort. Listen, in our world, we need a guiding name. We need a powerful name. We need a timeless name. And above all, we need a comforting name. And God's Christmas gift to us all is all of this to us more and more. In fact, try and name another gift that can do for you for all eternity what God's gift can do. You can't. Because this wonderful Christmas gift of God does all we've talked about in this series of messages from the 1st of December until this Saturday night and more. You see, we've seen what his guiding name can do. And we've talked about what his powerful name can do. And we've even seen what his timeless name can do. But Scripture says again in Isaiah 9 and 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And tonight we're going to be talking about, on this Christmas weekend, what a comforting name can do. Would you bow your heads with me? Father God, we just thank you tonight for your word unto us, for the opportunity to speak into the lives of many tonight. And Lord, we ask you to take your word to the many, to the multitude tonight. We ask you to speak to people, whether they're in jail, in the hospital, in a bar room somewhere, at home. Lord, maybe their home tonight is torn apart and they're in need of comfort. Father, whatever their need might be tonight, I know that in this comforting name you can meet their needs. You can bring peace to them. And Lord, we pray that be the case in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's find out tonight what a comforting name can do. Family and friends, God's Christmas gift is the only gift in all of God's creation that can bring two things that men need most. The first thing that we need most, that mankind needs most, is revival. And the second thing men want the most is peace. Every living soul desires peace. But men do not understand that in order to have peace, you need to be revived. The name Prince of Peace is in the Hebrew Shar Shalom, which means the one who removes all peace-disturbing factors and secure peace. And the only way to live in peace is to have peace between you and peace between you and God. And friend, that begins with revival. That begins with repentance. You have got to come to that point in your life where you agree with God that what he says about you is absolutely true. You have sinned and you have fallen short of God's glory. And that's the bad news. Every one of us has sinned and fallen short of God's glory. But the good news is this. But while we were yet sinners, God commendeth his love for us. And Christ died for us. That's where peace begins. When you have and you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We need peace. And the only way to live in peace is to be revived in him. Do you realize that if our world would just seek him, all wars would cease? The same is true for our homes, for our schools, for our families, our churches, anything you care to name. Wars would cease if we would just seek him. The reason there is no peace is because the people of the world do not seek Him. They do not honor Him as Lord. They don't want to be revived in Him. Listen, only God's Christmas gift can bring the blessed peace that each and every soul wants and so desperately needs. The fact that as the Prince of Peace, He can remove all peace-disturbing factors is what sets Him apart from all other rulers of the world whose reigns depend on bloody conquest. His reign, friends, is contingent on a bloody sacrifice. What a contrast! What a contradiction to the way men seek peace and the way the Prince of Peace brings peace. When you stop to think about the biblical kingdoms of Nebuchadnezzar and Herod, and couple that with the modern day kingdoms that had been in this world, kingdoms such as those as Hitler, Mussolini, Hussein, and all those who ruled were established on might. The name Prince of Peace helps explain why Jesus was such a disappointment to His countrymen when He came, and why many today feel the same. The Jews didn't want a peaceful prince. They wanted a king who would annihilate their foes, who would establish again the glory days under Solomon. They wanted Rome and its rulers destroyed, and that's how man seeks peace. Man says, peace will come if I just destroy others, but Jesus says, peace comes through loving others. And to that end, Jesus never lifted one finger against Rome, nor did He ever seek to make peace with an international peace treaty. Instead, He sought to bring peace by fulfilling God's will, as found in 2 Corinthians 5 and 19. God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses on them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Listen to me, this world will never be peaceful because this world is passing away and God is creating a new heaven and a new earth that will be filled with peace. Think of that kingdom that is to come. There will be no more tears. There will be no more pain. There will be no more death. There will be no more sorrow. Oh, may our hearts say, come, Lord Jesus, come. But we can have peace in this world when we understand the purpose of the Prince of Peace. There can be peace in your heart in a world of turmoil when you understand the Prince of Peace. You see, many people today, they look at Jesus and say, how can He be the Prince of Peace in an unpeaceful world? Well, two key statements are found in the New Testament Gospels of Luke and Matthew will help us understand how Jesus can be our Prince of Peace. The first one, Luke 2:14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. But then over in Matthew 10 and 34, Jesus said, do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. How do we reconcile these two verses? In light of the fact that our world is still engulfed in turmoil in this third millennium, it is by understanding what our wonderful Counselor, our mighty God, our Eternal Father has told us about the Prince of Peace. Listen, peace has to be established in two ways, friend. Now listen to what the Holy Scriptures declare. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who sees God. All have turned away, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We don't have peace in this world because mankind has fallen short of God's glory. This means there is no peace between God and man, and therefore mankind has a problem, you see. We're on the outside of God's intended plan for His creation, and our sin, our falling short, has removed us from enjoying peace with God. And so God's Christmas gift came to give man something unknown to him since the fall of Adam in the garden, his fall from grace into sin. Remember, man seeks to annihilate to obtain peace, and God seeks to love men to have and to bring peace. And so we have learned, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This saving mission has been carried out by the Prince of Peace, so that we, sinful man, can be reconciled back to God. And this is exactly what God's word means in 2 Corinthians 5 and 19. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses on them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Friends, this means that God's Christmas gift negotiated a ceasefire between us and God. This means that every sinner now has the opportunity to repent of their sin and receive peace with God through Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. It also means that every saved saint who has fallen away can be revived and brought back to peace with God. It is our faith in the Prince of Peace which brings us peace in this world, because the Holy Scriptures declare, therefore, since we have been declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, the first purpose of the Prince of Peace, the first purpose of Jesus coming to earth, was to secure for us once again peace with God by changing us from the enemies of God into the children of God. Now, since this world is passing away, and the Bible teaches that God is at work in this world, and that one day this world is going to just pass away, that God is creating, he's establishing a new heaven and a new earth, one that is going to be absolutely peaceful. And so it stands to reason, if we don't seek peace with God now, well, the opportunity for peace is available. We will not have a place in the new heaven and the new earth, because God gave us the most precious Christmas gift that any could ever give in Jesus. He gave us the Prince of Peace. And all we have to do is to receive this. This Jesus, who paid such a high price with his bloody sacrifice to secure for us peace with God. Stop and think about this child given at Christmas was born to die for the sins of mankind. Did he deserve it? No. We're the ones who deserve it. We're the ones who have fallen short of God's glory. We're the ones who have made a mess out of his creation. And yet God loves us unconditionally. We deserve annihilation for our crimes, our sins against God's holy kingdom. But God in heaven looked down on man, and he saw our great need, the need to be reconciled back to God, and he gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, and be our Prince of Peace, because God saw our hopeless condition and all that sin was going to condemn us to. And rather than annihilate us, he was moved by his love, by his mercy, and by his grace. And God gave his one and only begotten Son to take upon himself what we deserve, because it was the only way, the only means possible to secure for us peace with God. This means that all who place their faith in Jesus Christ, all who place their faith in his blood sacrifice, will never face the wrath of God when he judges the sins of this world. Our sins have been completely wiped away by the Prince of Peace. Oh, friend, how cool is that? What would it mean for you to know that you could begin again with a clean slate? To know that all your past has been forgiven. I want you to know something tonight. There's never going to be peace in your life until there is peace between you and God. Matter of fact, it can be said that if you don't have peace with God, you're not going to have peace in any other relationship in your life. Do you have peace with God? Have you obtained peace through the atoning work of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, and what He gave on that cross? Those who have repented and those who have placed their faith and trust in Him now cling to a Savior. They cling to a mediator who gives them the assurance that all is right between them and God. And so even in the midst of turmoil, they have peace. Do you have peace? Do you know what God has given to His children? The Bible says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of comfort and of love and a sound mind." They have peace. How much comfort would you gain if you could just have peace? It's available to you in Jesus. Every living soul wants peace, and the Prince of Peace came to bring it to us. And once we are in Christ, we receive from the Prince of Peace peace to govern every area of our life. He brings us peace in life's trials. If all of us are going to go through trials, you know that as well as I do. And so, we have this promise from our Prince of Peace. This is what Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He brings us peace in life's maturing process. Like it or not, we all have to grow up and go through a maturing process. Our lives are constantly changing. They've been changing since the day we were born. And thankfully, He has prayed for us and given us this promise. And this is what the Bible says. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." He brings us peace in life's victories. We have an enemy far greater than any man will ever be who seeks to destroy us. The Bible says the devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And yet the Prince of Peace has promised us this, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." He brings us peace in life's relationships. For our Prince of Peace is working, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. What an awesome gift and wonderful treasure is God's Christmas gift to us. He truly is our guiding name. He truly is a powerful name. He truly is a timeless name. And He truly is a comforting name. May we give Him the worship that He deserves. And may we forever treasure God's blessed Christmas gift to us all. Yes, friends, there is something about that name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name. Think about what that song says. Master, Savior, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all fade away. But there's something about that name. That's because that name is an everlasting name. That name is a powerful name. That name is a guiding name. That name is a comforting name. That name can bring peace to all men if they will just seek peace in Jesus Christ. Tonight, as we get ready to close this message in this series of messages during this Christmas season, can I ask you tonight, do you have peace with God? Have you accepted the timeless gift that is Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior? I want to thank all of those who've joined us on these Saturday evenings here in December to learn about Jesus Christ. But friend, our preaching is in vain if you have not yet come to know Christ as your Savior. Oh, friend, you can't deny the fact that you need a powerful name. You can't deny the fact that you need an eternal Father. You cannot deny the fact that you need a wonderful Counselor. You can't deny the fact that you need a Prince of Peace in your life. We need Him. And so tonight I pray that you'd bow your head, that you'd pray to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. You might say, as I know His word never goes out void, and He's speaking to you tonight, you might need right where you're at to bow your head and say, "Dear Jesus, forgive me. I am a sinner. Lord, I've failed You. I've fallen short of You. I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. And Lord, I want You to come into my heart and into my life. I've heard what Pastor Don's been preaching. And Lord, I need a powerful name. I need an eternal Father. I need a guider. I need a wonderful Counselor in my life. And so, Father, I just want You to come tonight. Forgive me of my sins. And help me to serve You all the days of my life. Oh, Lord, save me tonight. That's my hope and that's my prayer. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to know that Jesus has saved you. You write us here at the church and let us know of your decision. Father, we thank You for Your grace and Your mercy this Christmas season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.